This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So on the line, we have Sanele Mhlongo. Good morning, Sanele, and welcome to MUT Radio.
Good morning, good morning. I'd like to extend my greetings to MUT Radio and our dear presenters to the show. Thank you for having me. Firstly, the word of the day is found in the book of John. It's chapter 4 and verse 23 and 24. I will just read it briefly and then have a little bit of explaining to do. Chapter 23 reads thus: "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks." Verse 24 reads as follows: "God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the spirit and in truth." Amen. So in this passage of scripture, we find that the identity of God is revealed, because prayer has to have two things. Firstly, it has to have a source, and it has to have a destination, meaning that it has to have a person that it is directed to and a person that it emanates from. Now, the scripture makes it clear to us that God is both the source and the destination of prayer, meaning that prayer emanates from God and goes to God. In other words, we are found in between. We are the ones who are called to reciprocate and actually be able to give it back to him. In other words, we are the people who are the vessels whom God has entrusted to pray. We do pray in that manner, and we worship in that manner also. I don't know if I'm making any sense here. Meaning that in this prayer Thursday, I would like to encourage someone that there is a source of prayer. There is a place where prayer emanates from, and there's also a place where prayer goes to. And this prayer in some cases comes in the form of praise. This prayer in some cases comes in the form of worship. But whatever it may be, there is a source and there is a destination. God is both the source and the destination of prayer, meaning that whatever we do, we should find ourselves in between. We should find ourselves addressing he who is greater than us. The first thing that we note here in the Word of God, if we read chapter 4 and verse 24, it says God is spirit. In other words, it gives us God's identity. What is God? Or in other words, what are the properties that God has? That is the first thing that you need to know when you pray. Who are you praying to? Or what are you praying to, actually, if I may place it in that way? It says God is spirit. And then when it continues, it says his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. What does that mean? That means if God is spirit and you also worship in spirit, it means that you actually worship God in the manner that he is, or in the manner, in his identity. You take on his attributes when you worship him. In other words, even if you worship him in prayer, even if you worship him in your private life, but you take on his attributes, you take on who he is in worship. And number two, it says you worship him in spirit and in truth. What does that mean? What is the truth? The Bible tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It means that it is God's character now. It is not who he is, but it's what he does. He speaks truth in everything that he does. So when you worship him, my short word for today is that when you worship him, we should worship him in his character, in his nature. We should take on his nature. And the Bible specifies that this is the kind of worshipers that God needs. And that was my word for today, that when we worship God, we must take on his attributes, take on his character. And that is the kind that he needs, meaning that there's a kind that he does not need. There's a kind that is rejected. But this is the kind that God accepts. Amen.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.